Hey guys, Aaron here from Evil Examined. We wanted to preface this episode, something that we don't normally do, but as you know, we stagger our episodes and record in blocks for like 3 weeks and then release them. Because we can't fucking, you know, meet up every week. Especially with what's going on now, never has it been more relevant, I guess. But we wanted to preface this episode to let you know that, you know, our discussion on the coronavirus and the plague locust occurred a few weeks ago. And I actually think it will probably make for an interesting listen for you guys, considering the rapid developments of the virus and kind of the mentality we were in a few weeks ago talking about it. I mean, immediately after the episode ended, almost the following morning, we learned that someone had been infected on a trip to Italy, literally right near JP's house, like a school that was a short distance away. So, you know, as we come on and we talk our shit and we do our little deal to try and entertain you guys, it's kind of crazy that it literally cropped up right in Rhode Island after it was done. I mean, just speaking outside of Rhode Island real quick, you know, Iran announced another 85 deaths, the country's highest toll in a 24-hour period, bringing the total number of dead there to 514. Deaths in Spain raised by some 50% to reach 120, and infections jumped to 4,200. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau begins a 14-day self-isolation after his wife Sophie tests positive for coronavirus, and he is not showing symptoms. Also, Australia's Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is admitted to the hospital after testing positive. Which also, quick shout out, we did get an email from one of our fans in Australia, Eric Rosette. Make sure you, you know, we appreciate the love you sent. Just make sure you wash your hands and balls, and I think you'll be all right. European markets, yeah, and also, I mean, obviously the American stock market has fucking collapsed completely. We're seeing countries shut themselves down. Italy, Spain, Sweden, fucking Forrest Gump has it. I mean, NBA season's canceled. I think like Disneyland or Disney World, I forget which one. One of those is closing. Yeah, everybody's really reeling it in, taking preventative measures to self-quarantine. Or maybe not self-quarantine yet, but just kind of try to avoid spreading it as best we can. Because even if you're healthy, while the mortality rate for young is pretty good, for older people, you know, you want to be considerate and try to keep it minimized as best we can. But it is just fucking crazy, crazy times right now. I can't really remember another period where this sort of things were, where these sort of things were transpiring. I know we've had other outbreaks, but I don't ever remember it being to such a global level where a lot of, where they're just packing it in. And I mean, we're going to get into some of that stuff on the show too. Gene goes over some of the stuff he saw in his China research. I mean, something that people probably like to do during these things, you know, you're chilling inside and you watch one of those fucking biological movies. I mean, I did that. And then literally the next day, the pictures I saw that were like in the movie where people are quarantined in a building, it's the same fucking shit. Like, you know, like the same shit you're seeing right in the news. And I mean, I saw one really eerie video on Twitter today in Italy of an American football player, a former football player that was like quarantined. I believe Pat McAfee shared it. And yeah, it looks like something out of a crazy like sci-fi movie or horror movie or something. And I mean, maybe more than anything now, I'm looking at headlines and it's like Trump is set to declare a national state of emergency, complete shutdown on the table, crisis could last up to 2 months, modern life turns surreal, you know, like this is fucking crazy, guys. Like, this is getting fucking crazy. And maybe one of the most disturbing things that I'm seeing is China government spokesman says U.S. military may have brought virus to China. So it's like they're spreading these fucking conspiracy theories in China right now, and they're trying to blame it on the U.S., and then they're threatening, you know, to cut off fucking drug supply to the United States because of these concocted conspiracy theories that there's no fucking evidence of, you know? So I don't know. There's a lot of fucking uncertainty, a general nervousness in the air. Very, very disturbing, guys. Honestly, I just want to, from Evil Examined, go ahead and say, you know, we hope everything goes as well as it can for all of our listeners. I know we have people all around the world listening, and, you know, best of luck. This is some weird shit going on right now, and we hope you guys and all your families are safe. But in the meantime, we'll try to entertain you as best we can with this episode of Evil Examined. Be safe, everyone.
Talking about demons. What are the demons? Voices. Tell me about them. What are the voices about?
It's another voice. The evil side.
Yeah, whatever your name is, Satan.
Welcome, everyone, to Evil Examined. We've returned. Fresh off of the Super Killer episode.
Super Killer.
Which we highly enjoyed that. Hope you guys did, too. Did we put anything up? I feel like we put up some pretty cool images of, like, the cryptozoology creatures, too, from a couple weeks ago. So you can check that stuff out, www.evilexamined.com. And in studio today, we have a return from the first season. If you remember the 44 Days episode, Austin the Starving Artist. Austin.
Hello, hello.
How's life?
Great.
That good?
Yeah.
It's
great.
There was no hesitation.
And his lady is here too. Malicious Madeline.
Oh, I like that.
An evil person, a wicked, wicked spirit that's joined us today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wicked.
It's your birthday too today, right?
Yes,
so happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you.
Congratulations on making it this far.
22 all downhill from here, right?
Yeah, dude. A lot of the people we talk about on this show don't make 22. You know?
True. So, that is true. That's,
yeah. So consider yourself lucky. But Austin, before we get into the odd news, which we have an end of the world scenario for you today.
Oh, yeah.
Plagues, death, it's all, shit's hitting the fan, people. We're all going to die soon, but we're going to get into that in a few moments. First, we need to plug some shit. Austin, what do you got going on? I know you had told me you have an EP that your band released. What's the band name?
We
Give
do.
Us the whole spiel.
So the band name right now is Sinking Afloat, and our EP, it's just kind of, well, it's not even an EP, it's really just a demo tape. It's like the first half of what our EP is going to be. But it's out on Spotify and Apple Music.
I have to ask, is it Sinking a Float?
Yes.
Or it's sinking a Float, like one word?
A Float being one word.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you guys remember from the 44 Days episode, he had the Boogeyman performance. And
legendary.
It was a great performance, actually.
That song's on
our countdown. For the best moments of the year, we ranked it, came in at number 9, I think.
Oh, shit.
So,
yeah.
That means a lot, you know?
Like, cheering up a
little. It's pretty big. But yeah, check out the EP. Austin and Madeline will be on.
Madison.
fuck. You always do this. Every time.
Usually sorry. People call me Maddie, so it's fine. Whether you that's what, it's I put on,
that's what I put on the cake. Yeah. So thank God.
Malicious Maddie.
So they're going to be on, what, next three episodes. So prepare yourselves. But without further ado, I think it's time to get into the odd news.
Okay, so I know lately with all the increased talks of war on the horizon and natural disasters and overall tragedy, you know, every day. I mean, that's normal for us, right? But I don't blame you for feeling like the world is at the brink of imploding on itself. But by my next two stories today, I'm going to really hammer down an unsettling and almost biblical rendition of the end of days happening now in today's world.
So you fucking Bible thumpers, start beating, baby.
They're going to start beating for this, yeah.
Start
this
fucking beating it right now.
This, all right, for you guys, so get ready to kiss your ass goodbye. Let's get into it. So the first story we're going to cover is the recent pandemic known as the coronavirus. And yes, it can be reasonable to upgrade from an epidemic to a pandemic because it's not just isolated in China now.
It's got to be global, right?
It's pretty much everywhere. Well, I don't know if it's in the U.S.
It is.
It's like, I think 60 cases is what I saw. But no deaths, right? Yet?
No deaths yet. In the U.S. at least. So yeah, it's global. So yeah, it's widespread at this point. So unless you've been living under a rock, let's get on with this. So you may ask, what is the coronavirus? And we'll start with the name. You ask yourself, why name a virus after a beer that leaves a lingering taste of skunk piss in your mouth? I don't know.
I'm sorry. I told you. I didn't know they were skunk. We did. We have more, though.
We drank them all anyway, I thought.
You can't tell when a beer is skunked. That's the weird part.
When it's Corona, I can't tell because it tastes the same to me.
Just piss. Yeah. You believe it's piss.
I feel like Heineken tastes like Corona, too.
I was going to say Heineken's very skunky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Their sales have actually gone down since.
The coronavirus?
Yeah.
I remember seeing a tweet from Corona. It was just like, stop asking us about the fucking virus. That's what it said.
That was probably a meme or something.
All right. I like to think it was from them.
This is your fault, Corona.
The people at Corona don't fuck around.
The actual name of the coronavirus derived from the Latin world word Corona, meaning crown or halo, which refers to the characteristic appearance of the virus itself. The particle has a fringe-looking outside that kind of looks like a crown or halo.
Yeah.
So that's where it got its name from.
So like when they're looking at it like under a microscope or something?
Yeah, just picture like a cute little princess. The crown, frolicking around, giving
you slowly.
giving away free halos to people as it sends them to oblivion.
Impending doom.
So, the coronaviruses are actually a large family of viruses with a variety of different symptoms and levels to it. So it's not just one.
I feel like this is good. Like, we need to know this shit.
Yeah, this is important stuff. Yeah. Because some people are not taking it seriously because they'll hear like a lower level version of it that's just like a cold or something.
Yeah.
And then the ones that actually are affecting all these people are the serious ones.
I feel like China is probably not releasing like accurate numbers either. You know what I mean? So like I feel like we don't really know the extent of what's going on right now. But
it could be a lot worse than I mean, it's already fucking bad. It's not like they can hide all the dead bodies all over the place. There's people videotaping everything.
Yeah, it's like reminds me of like Black Plague. They said they used to like dig massive holes in the ground and then they'd like layer bodies in and sprinkle dirt like lasagna, you know, because there were so many bodies. It's delicious.
Sounds it. So, for example, not only humans can get it, obviously. Certain animals develop symptoms varying on the species. In chickens, they... Why is that funny?
I was just, like, picturing a sick chicken. I don't know, like balking and coughing. I don't know.
Birds don't cough. Well, actually, my bird coughs.
Because mimicking a human.
Is mimicking
cough.
A human. So I'm like, wait, that doesn't sound right. Why are you coughing?
But they don't actually normally cough.
No, they don't.
Huh.
Yeah, they're. Yeah. So in chickens, they cause a upper respiratory disease. In cows and pigs, it causes a nasty case of the shits.
So that's the medical term?
Yeah, nasty case of the shits. Yeah,
okay.
While in humans, the illness ranges from the common cold, as I said earlier, to more severe diseases like pneumonia, MERS, and SARS.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
it makes sense because, like, it came from animals, right? From what I understand, like, they're eating, like, fucking, like, bats and shit in, like, weird markets. That's what I heard.
Allegedly.
Like, weird ass. Oh, you think that's just rumor?
No, it's probably true. I've seen videos of, like, weird shit being eaten alive.
Not anymore.
Not even close.
I was going to say, videos went viral not too long ago, and they're eating frogs and bats and tadpoles.
Yeah, like, they'll... Yeah.
Snakes.
They'll eat a turtle while it's alive.
Just
suck on
his
blood and shit.
Yeah. It seems...
It's a weird fetish.
Seems like you're rolling the dice with me a little bit.
Whatever floats their boat. But some of the most common...
Sounds like it's sinking their boat.
Sinking
right
a
now.
Float.
Definitely.
Sinking a float. Yeah.
Shout out. Yeah, so some of the most common ones are the lesser, you know, degree ones, which are like slight fever. After 2 to 7 days, developing a constant dry cough. It's very annoying.
I feel like I have some of these symptoms.
Oh, shit. Yo. You got a dry cough that lasts 2 to 7 days?
No.
No?
The other ones. Like all the right. ones from the cows and the pigs.
The shits? You're with the shits?
Yeah.
I made tacos today.
Mm-mm. Oh, shit. Are they made out of bats? Bat tacos?
Bats and tadpoles, yeah.
Tadpole
taco. That sounds good.
That's disgusting. Also, mild breathing difficulties at the outset. Gastrointestinal issues. Diarrhea. General body aches. You know. But those, like, everyone gets that. But that's how it kind of hides in there. You don't, like, when you contract it, it's like anything else. Like, oh, I just have a cold.
And from what I understand, when you contract it, you may not display symptoms for, like, up to 2 weeks. So you could be, like, shaking people's hands, hanging out, sneezing all over your friends.
That whole time you're going to spread it around and not even know.
Yeah. Blowing out a birthday cake multiple times.
Eating said cake.
Spit cake.
The severe symptoms, though, include high fever over 100.4 or higher, pneumonia, kidney failure.
Oh, shit.
Fucking dying. and the virus actually spreads through respiratory droplets when you cough. Sneeze, or if someone that's affected touches something and someone else touches it, it spreads. So that's scary.
We've been coughing a lot in the office at work. I don't know if it's the ventilation in there, but it's just every time I do it, I feel guilty.
Yeah,
I'm doing right, like I'm sneezing into my arm, you know, the whole, but I just feel dirty, you know. And I see those videos of someone sneezing with like an all black background, like a light on them, and just the fucking filth
shotgunning them,
spraying everywhere.
When you sneeze at work, how many people say bless you?
It depends. Some, like, I feel like it's just a person, if they feel like doing it, they'll do it. They'll be like, I'll say bless you to them today.
There's people that I can't see that will hear me sneeze at work and shout bless you at me from like, and I never see them. So I'm like, do I yell back thank you because they're yelling bless you?
Yeah, it just absolutely. That's courtesy, you know?
Becomes otherwise, a chore afterwards.
Be very rude.
Right.
They You'd can't be... know it's me.
The whole of your
sneeze. Just one day you meet eye to eye in the hall and you sneeze accidentally. Like, it's her.
She's the
bitch that doesn't fucking say thank you.
I'd recognize that sneeze anywhere.
All right.
Oh, man. You know what's crazy? You want to hear a crazy one? There's someone that I used to work with that I think she sneezes for attention. Like, I'm talking about it's a
sneeze whore.
Yeah, an ear ripping sneeze. Like, if you just chilling, like if you were just, I don't know, like 10 feet within this woman, she's like, achoo! Like loud, like as loud as she can.
I feel like when you hear that ramp up at the front, that's a sign of a fake sneeze. It's like the, achoo! You know, that's fake. That's a lie.
Sounds like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
But there's no protection from the sneeze though, right? You got the masks. Those are all out of stock, right? I feel like they're fucking selling out around the world. If you guys, yeah. Like they're on back order and shit.
Yeah, I would believe so. Yeah. I don't know how well they protect you though.
Supposedly they're. Well, they're not like definitive protection, but it's better than not having a mask.
Yeah, I guess.
You know,
that's true.
Not with your face.
Oh, I couldn't register if that was a compliment at first.
Now,
your face.
The variation of the virus we have come to know recently is a novel strain of the coronavirus, which was given the intern name 2019-nCoV by the World Health Organization, aka WHO.
WHO?
WHO? But the virus was later renamed SARS-CoV-2 by the International Committee of Taxonomy of Viruses. After studying the virus, it looks like the virus has a 96% similarity to a bat coronavirus. So that's where that whole bat thing came from.
Because
It's so alike. It's like most likely came from a bat. As the origin.
What if this was created, you know?
That came to mind.
Yeah. Because you remember with the AIDS shit, like, people were like, oh, they were just fucking monkeys. But then there was that vein of conspiracy theorists, and they're like, no, this was like, specifically created, and it was given to people that were donating blood at this fucking thing, and there's all these conspiracy theories around it.
It's not above the government to do shit like that, either to conduct experiments on people without them knowing, or, you know, just be shitty.
It could be
historically
a population control effort.
It could.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. So now that we know what the coronavirus is, let's see where it all began. The first outbreak was reported in Wuhan, in central China, and more precisely in the Wuhan seafood and wildlife market.
Is that where the Wuhan clan from?
Yeah, the Wuhan. Oh, okay.
Where RZA and JZA
are. That's where the Wuhan clam is from.
The clam. So yeah, the seafood and wildlife. I was a little confused by wildlife market. The fuck does that mean?
I feel like you know for some
bats
reason.
Bats and frogs.
Like, are they alive?
I saw a video of someone straight eating like a real frog. It was still alive. He just bit down and pulled it apart while it was still kicking.
I was unfortunately forced to see that as well, yeah.
I was like, I got home from work. I was like, babe, look at this.
He's like, what have you been doing all day?
You want to lose your lunch real quick?
You've seen the videos, though, of like them eating live octopus and shit?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. There was one of the girl that... Did you see the viral one where it was like pulling her face?
Yeah.
That's what she gets.
Yo.
That's what she gets. What I when I think about wildlife markets, like, I'm picturing like a zoo of animals. And you go around like, oh, that koala's cute. And then you pick them out and shit, and then you eat them. Just
fucking beat them to death. And then
throw them in a sack. It's like,
I'll take this one home, grill it later. Yeah.
Make a fucking sweater out of them and shit. Like, it's multi-purpose.
Yeah.
I feel.
Well, there goes our...
It takes a lot of bat wings to make a jacket.
There goes our Chinese fan base.
Ooh-hoo.
In the coming weeks after the outbreak, the government locked the province of Wuhan off from the outside world. Whoa. So, with a containment of this large scale... being unheard of, and it wasn't just Wuhan. A lot of parts in China were becoming ghost towns due to the not due to the quarantine, but self-imposed isolation, because people were afraid of going out and risking catching it.
That would terrify me. Like, if they set up like blockades or something and wouldn't let you go out of a certain range, I think I'd freak out. Like, I'd try to tunnel like that claustrophobia. My way out. Yeah.
I don't know. I like my house. I don't like leaving.
I'm the self-isolation, I'm all for that. But like the being, as soon as someone tells me you can't leave, then it's like, fuck you. Yes, I can.
Yeah. You can, but you'd be shot.
I'm going to dig a hole to China.
But
are you covering anything with the cruise stuff? Do you have any information on it? If you do, I'll wait.
You can spit it. Well, actually, we'll hold off on that. I'll let you run that out. But yeah, that's other parts of China. They're scared to even go out. But back in Wuhan, at the very start, it was said that doctors there were forced by their superiors to stay hush-hush about the virus when they were noticing, and they kind of were classifying as a SARS. They originally thought it was SARS. And they're like, oh, shit, this is going to be serious. And they wanted to inform other people of what was potentially going to hit, you know, their area. But their superiors were like, no, you can't say shit. You got to stay quiet.
They're like, this is going to kill a lot of people. You better not say shit.
But you got to
fucking let them die.
Their government obviously is communistic, and they like having control. It's all about their image and political shit.
Yeah, like you see some pretty crazy videos. Like, I seen one that was like just some lady writing something, like disagreeing with policy or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they just fucking come right in her house. Took her, you know?
It happens. Like, yeah, there was a, or if you teach like democracy at a school or whatever, no fucking. They'll give you democracy. So, yeah. Yeah, they were told to stay hush-hush by their superiors, and they were even reprimanded by the hospital when it actually got out, and the police got involved and punished them. It didn't say what the punishment was, but it probably wasn't good. Yeah, because none of them were heard of.
They probably gave them the coronavirus. Eat this bat.
You know what's crazy, though? It's like, just being a doctor, like, I mean, I can't even imagine it because I have no way near the skill set, but just being around potentially infectious people in those times, you know, like when the whole Ebola thing was happening, there are doctors volunteering to go over there, you know, like, it's risking their lives.
That's
pretty crazy, especially something that's highly contagious like this.
You have to love helping people to risk your life like that. Yeah. I don't think someone that's in it for money would even get involved. No. I'm like, nah, it's not worth it. So yeah, the police were punishing the doctors after the word got out, because they eventually got out. And they used the excuse of their zero tolerance for illegal acts of fabricating or spreading rumors, leading to disruption of social order. Like, oh, you're
that's a mouthful.
You're disrupting society, so we gotta punish you.
How many lashes?
I don't think it's lashes. just one trigger pull. So yeah, long story short, their government, the Communist Party, wanted to shut them up, even at the cost of better preparing their people as well as the rest of the world from this devastating virus. And as you may or may not know, what makes it worse is that this happened during the Chinese New Year's. So there was an influx of people coming down to meet and see their family. And we're talking about millions of folks.
Oh, and then they're dissipating out back to where
they're coming in, they're crazy. Coming out, and yeah, that's
how it started. Ever a reason for high alert?
You know, what was that game that
Plague Incorporated?
Yes, yeah. It reminds me of that game,
dude. That game has come to mind a few times. We platinumed it on PS4. Yeah, you killed, by the way,
killed everyone a couple times. Yeah. So I was thinking about that. I was like, yeah, that's the worst timing. That's why I was like, was this a manufactured to hit exactly at this point?
Well, it's like the timing does feel suspicious because it's having like a huge downstream effect on like a ton of different things like travel,
businesses,
and, stock market. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the stock market.
Like, have you looked at your 401k lately? Don't.
Oh no.
So yeah, so around January 9th, the first victim, a 61-year-old man, falls to the coronavirus. And his death is actually kept a secret for 2 days. So they didn't tell nobody.
Family's like, yo, where's Kung Lao at? You know,
Kung Lao? Oh my God. So that was January 9th, all right? January 22nd, the infected victims in China had reached 440 people. We're now 9 people dead.
Yo.
At this point, any suspected infected people were being forcibly dragged out of their homes and placed in quarantine. So they would go around and systematically take people's temperatures. Like, they had some little fucking gun thingy and just scans it.
Is it the ear one that you put in your ear?
No.
They have an anal one, too.
No, I don't think...
It wasn't that one. I hope they fucking washed it after, you know.
If you fart, then you're catching it. You're giving it...
Fucking... The guy's hand's catching it, too.
No, but they have full suits on.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
It's like an ET when they're coming for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Did you see the video of the dude in the suit would fucking come into the office and just start spraying everywhere in the office?
Yes, they walk around spraying every
like people in cubicles. He's just like fucking in a suit. It looks like the suit's in the Crazies, and then he's just spraying massive.
Like
amounts.
They're trying to finish their report and
yeah.
So yeah, God forbid your temperature showed up as a little high, because they will fucking drag your ass and your whole entire family out by your arms and legs and shit, and throw you in a van, and you have no say in the matter.
Wow,
that I seen tons of videos too, because when I was researching it, I was just going on like a
YouTube video wormhole. Screen.
Yeah, yeah, it was basically a wormhole. And I was just watching all this shit, and like it was sick. Sick shit. People crying, calling out for their mamas and shit.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I laugh only because I don't want to cry, you know?
Yeah. I'm sure that's why you laugh.
That's why, dude.
What was that? So yeah,
I'm sorry, but going back to the thing with China, where we were like, oh, it's the new year and all these people were coming in, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, well, if we got that shit, everybody else gonna have that shit.
Mm-hmm.
No? Do you feel that? Just a little bit, maybe? If other countries get that shit, then they're also forced to work on a cure or preventative measures for it. Whereas if it's just in your own country, it's all on you, right?
So the pets. You're saying that China is deliberately spreading this, that like it was a plot because it was like Lunar New Year.
This is like a conspiracy theory. I'm just spitballing here.
Let me give you a different one. None of this shit's real.
Yo.
And
it's VR.
It's all for the upcoming U.S. presidential election. This is just a hype.
It could be.
Someone's going to come up with a cure, right? Bloomberg's going to front all the money to get the cure or some shit.
He's
like
going to be
that.
A hero.
Fucking stocks are through the roof again, baby.
well, this shit goes deep. We'll find out.
What do you think, back. Austin the Starving Artist? Could any of these theories have validity?
Or do you have any additional theories?
There's certainly a possibility, yeah. I mean, it's very interestingly timed.
Yeah, it's a little curious, you know?
A little suspicious, maybe.
Population control, I agree.
It's not like we don't need it.
Well, I don't know. I think that is like a... they say that you could fit every single person in the world in the state of Texas. You know that?
I've heard something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it was
what,
Texas.
If we're all like standing shoulder to shoulder? Yeah. Because like you could fit everyone in one place if everyone just laid directly on top of each other.
No, I'm not talking stacking.
You would crush
Come on,
the person
now.
Down.
But yes, prison style.
I've heard that too. Well, we take up so much space. Like we like having a lot of space, right, to roam.
Yeah, I'm just saying, there's a lot of space outside of Texas, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know, you know? It could... some of the spaces aren't so nice.
That's true.
Some of the space is really hot, you know?
Texas is really hot, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. There have been also videos of government officials welding building doors shut, dude.
What doors?
There's like apartment buildings and shit with people in it, and they're just welding it shut so they won't escape and infect everyone.
Why is that hilarious to you? Why are you smiling the whole time when you're doing it? Because fucking wish we had some video on you right now.
I get nervous when I'm hearing shit like this.
Yeah?
It can happen to us, dude.
Well, I mean, maybe if we live in a free society, though. For the most part.
My door's not metal. How are you going to weld it? Just saying.
You'll use, like, wood Gorilla Glue?
Yeah, I don't think it matters, though. Like, once an outbreak like this happens, they're weighing the betterment of, like, everyone or your rights, you know?
Mm.
So do we stop this outbreak now by stripping you of your rights? Or do we cater to your needs?
Yeah, I just have a harder time believing that it would happen in America.
Think so.
I mean, maybe elsewhere, but... I mean, anything's possible. I'm just saying, like, as far as likely goes...
Didn't they shut down a whole city when that shit happened with the bombing in Boston? Was it Boston that?
Well, okay. With that...
They shut it down.
They didn't shut it down, but they did go... Yeah, they had a curfew, and they were, like, kicking doors in and, like, throwing people on their lawn and searching their houses.
I mean...
It was a what they call a martial law.
Yeah, what was going that on. Was a test run.
Yeah. Yeah, that was concerning. Actually, I remember Ron Paul said, like, oh, everyone was, like, very concerned about, like, the bomber or this and that. He's like, they should really be concerned about... how they were just running up in people's houses like that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody was really talking about it.
And not to get off topic, but fuck it. In New Orleans, during the flooding, supposedly that was happening too, where they were kicking people's doors in and taking their weapons.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. There was a lot of, like, looting and violence, too, going on. And, like, the whole Superdome and all that.
What was that?
In New Orleans.
Superdome?
It's where the Saints play. It is the Superdome, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They play in the Superdome.
Oh.
But, dude, there were people, like, held up in there for a long time without food, water, and, like, they had, like... The football stadium was, like, a nightmare scenario.
Like just people killing each other?
Defecation, dead bodies, violence, like all my favorite things, really. Nah, but
I mean, sorry. All right, back to the story in hand. Now it's easy for us to have not really have a full grasp of the mayhem because we're all the way over here and we're safe.
For now. Yeah,
but over there,
it's spreading.
It's spreading, yeah. But over there is a living hell. You'll see people dropping dead out of nowhere. You'll see various videos online of citizens losing their minds and breaking down. And like we said earlier, the medical staff, there was a video that I watched. There was a medical staff who was talking about not wanting to live anymore. He was recorded saying, "I don't want to see any more people. Take them away. Take away the one lying on that floor. The screams are too much. Otherwise, you better kill me. Let me out of here. Send me home." So there's so many people lying here. What can I do for them? Like, there's a lot of frustrations because they're not equipped for this shit to tackle something like this. And you would think we will have stuff in place for scenarios like this. Because it's not the first time in history where there's been outbreaks.
Yeah, I mean, historically, when you go back to, like, the bird flu, swine flu, all those, like, that got made into these big things, right?
Ebola,
right? And then, you know, they're gone. But, you know, people lose their lives, but for the most part, they seem pretty contained.
Lots of people lose their lives. But we don't see it that way. They're like, that was nothing.
Well, yeah, we're literally looking at it like it's numbers.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's just showing up in a fucking Excel spreadsheet for us.
And that's almost a way to desensitize you on, like, shit that happens like that. So people hear about it, and they might get concerned, but then they'll shrug it off like another scenario. It's almost like keeping them calm.
It's just extraordinarily difficult to know if it's being blown out of proportion or not.
Until it's happening.
Until it's too late.
Yeah.
You know, and all the masks are gone from Home Depot.
And you got nothing.
And there's only peas left in the canned aisle.
And you got to duct tape your face and shit.
Fucking peas.
So yeah, he was saying, "I don't want to live anymore, blah, blah, blah." Like, this is happening a lot too. Like, there'll be hospitals with people littering the hallways. A lot of dead bodies in the hallways. Like, people aren't clearing them out. They're just sitting there for hours and hours.
And these are the infected dead bodies, right?
Yes.
So they probably don't even know if the disease, like, lingers a little bit or how that works yet. I feel like there's more that they don't know than that they do.
I mean, if you can, yeah. It's, yeah, you're right. If you can catch it by touching it, I'm imagining that if you're infected and you die, you don't want to touch that body. It's still going to be, like,
yeah,
contaminated.
Right, so I mean, just leave it.
Yeah, which is, that's not a good, but there's so many, like, there's not enough people to take care of all these victims and then dead bodies, and it's, like, these people are losing their shit.
It just becomes that argument, you pick it up, no, you, you know? But then, what, isn't that what, that was why they used to build the fucking crypts above the ground in, like,
France?
In, like, Louisiana and shit, like, New Orleans, because they thought initially that dead bodies underground, like, would transmit disease still or something.
Like, it would seep into the water?
Yeah, something like
that. Or the plants?
Yeah.
You'll be eating corn, and it'll be, like dead body corn?
Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, there's, like, a tooth or a toenail in it, you know?
An eyeball.
An ear.
An ear of corn. So, yeah. There was a lot of people littering the hospital hallways, while others, you know, a lot of them dead, and other ones waiting their turn to meet the doctor or their maker. It's really, really crazy stuff, the videos I watched.
You sound, like, traumatized. I love it.
No, you know me.
Like, you're putting it all in to the show.
I guess, yeah. The medical staff were overwhelmed. They weren't prepared to handle something like this. And the scariest part is that the GHS index, which is AKA Global Health Security, who are responsible for assessing a country's capability to prevent and mitigate high consequence biological events. That's a mouthful. They stated that no country in this world is fully prepared for an epidemic or pandemic like this. And collectively, they said their international preparedness is weak. So these guys are weak.
What's your take on that sort of that level of disrespect?
I don't think it's all that unreasonable. I mean, think about how we're talking about it right now. We think like it's not really going to get to us.
I kind of think it. That's because we're could.
Pompous assholes.
We're dicks.
Yeah. If you look at anything, I feel like everything you get says made in China. Like, I wonder how much of that stuff's coming over here like that all over the world.
Or contaminated. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about that when I was heating up a frozen dinner the other day.
Made in China.
I said,
made in China?
No, but I said, well, you know, like, the guy who packed this shit, like, what if he fucking farted near it or something? You know? You don't know.
Unless his fart had, like, water vapors, which is...
Hey, that's how it's juicy one, yeah.
Sneezed in your frozen mashed potatoes.
Oh shit. So they were weak. Considering that international defense for this shit was weak, the US is still ranked number one and most prepared. So that's where our sense of security comes from.
We're number one.
And I think the UK was second, and Australia was third, and Canada was kind of.
I think, sixth. But then like the Who came out and they're like, "Oh, U.S. is not prepared."
Like the Who? Band.
Yeah, the World Health Organization.
Yes, Who,
and they were like, "The U.S. is not prepared. Everyone, be scared." Basically, is what they said.
Sounds legit. Scientists in Australia are the first to isolate the virus outside of China and within their high security laboratory. They're growing the virus to understand how it works, its characteristics, and how it kills. So right now they're testing, unfortunately, on ferrets as a test animal. Oh. They're testing on ferrets due to their similarity in their respiratory system. So it's...
Okay.
But yeah, so as an example of how viral and quickly the virus spreads, because we're talking about numbers, right? We like numbers. I have a small timeline of dates with the official infected count and recorded
the official
deaths.
Bullshit count you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it could be a lot higher than what they're saying. So like I stated earlier, January 9th was the first casualty. And then January 22nd, infection reached 440 people in China with 9 deaths. And then January 30th, the infections were at 7,736.
So that's 8 days. It went from 440.
Is that insane?
To 7,800. Is that right?
Yes, infected.
The mortality rate is a real bitch from what I understand, too. It's like 30% or something. Like, it's like
30%?
23 times the flu.
I didn't see that, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
30 sounds really high. But these numbers reflect...
Let me see. I'll see what I can find. I could be completely full of shit. You know?
I think it's partial. You probably have like a prairie dog right now.
A prairie dog?
Prairie dog.
Is that like when you got to take a shit?
Yeah. When it's like coming out like turtle peeking? Is it turtle?
Yeah. Hunting? But wait, what? Why does he have?
He's saying there's a nugget of truth to
he's
it.
Not, yeah, it's a, he's not 100% full of shit. It's just.
It's someone that's peeking out. Yeah.
It's just peeking out.
So, okay, so January 30th.
All right, so that was the 22nd. No, the 30th, you're right. So the 7K and 170 people died. So that's from 9
to 170. Within, like, a week.
Yeah, pretty much.
It says about half that, actually. So it says a new study from the Chinese Center of Disease Control and Prevention finds coronavirus patients older than the age of 80 are in the greatest risk of danger, with a fatality rate of 14.8%.
That's still pretty high.
Yeah, that's still way higher.
They're already 80, just saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's really like, just like a kick out the door at that
it's
point.
Like,
right?
So it's like when people get pneumonia when they're 80, they're going to have a harder time recovering.
It affects men more too, because they, especially in China, because they tend to smoke way more than women.
Oh.
And so the men have a fatality rate, just overall, not including age, mm-hmm. of 2.8% versus 1.7% for women.
I hear they get bat wings more often too.
The men? Yeah. Oh, they love their bat wings.
Seek. So yeah, so it went from 9 to 170 on February 6th. Do you want to guess how many infected?
What was it before?
7,000. So it's probably like at least double, right? Like I'm going to say 15.
I was going to say somewhere between 15 and 20,000 if it's going that quick.
100,000.
100,000.
We're talking in exponents here.
All right.
There's so many 100. People in China though.
There is a lot.
Yeah, huge population.
I'll do 22,000. I'll price this writer.
What the fuck?
And you said 20?
Oh, I said 100,000.
100.
You said I'm going for gold.
He's fucking confident with that shit. He had time to sit on it. He said, no, 100.
I said 15, so I'm going low ball.
Okay. So the number infected was 28.
Oh, shit.
That's me, right? That's me.
You're closest. Yeah,
you're closest. Almost.
Price is right rule. Yeah, almost awesome. That's
close. It's fucked up.
That's me, right?
I'm so
fucking
excited.
People dying and shit.
Yeah, but how many people died now?
Oh, now the people that died. So it went from 170 to 564.
Out of 28,000.
So this was in 6 days. Because it was from January 30th.
That's still pretty high for
that's a lot.
Mortality rate.
Yeah. Yeah, they say it's a lot worse than the flu.
And then on February 9th, just 3 days after that, it jumped up to 37. Okay. With 812 people dead. That's sad. But also the GHS has stated that new cases outside of China have exceeded the new cases inside of China. So, I mean, that's not to say there's more people that have died outside of China. It just means that new cases are popping up more outside than in. The virus is already in 40 countries with 216 cases outside of China. There's schools shutting down, major gather events shutting down, festivals shutting down, sports events shutting down. As a preventive measure. So North Korea is pretty high. There's 1,261 cases. Iran, 139. Brazil, only one. Italy, 370. Greece, only one. And UK, 13. Now, the original whistleblower, the main whistleblower who was punished was Dr. Li Wenliang. Hopefully I didn't fuck that up. That's so disrespectful. Rest in peace. He died due to the coronavirus, like someone said earlier. I forgot who it was. Just 5 weeks after being punished. So that's screwed up. So there was a huge outpour of grief and anger after his death because the government was trying to cover it up the whole time. And The satisfaction between the citizens and the government are at a boiling point at this point because they're not getting any answers. The president's like walking around like nothing's happening and shit while people are dying. Trying to shake people's hands, kiss babies and shit.
Can you imagine if there's like a revolt and the virus at the same time? Like the perfect storm.
Right. It's already the perfect storm. Oh, yeah.
This shit's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's overwhelming when you start to think about it.
Yeah, I was thinking about it all day today. I was like, what if happens here? What are we going to do?
I feel like tensions are just so high in general in the world these days that Right. This is like the kind of shit that tips stuff.
It really is.
It's definitely way higher than I ever remember it being. But then again, I didn't really pay attention to shit for like 25 years.
Yeah.
So.
Any day,
I think I'm thinking about going back to that.
It's in 40 countries. We could be one of those countries at any point.
Well, we are one.
Yeah.
Hearing the numbers actually puts it really into perspective. Like.
So yeah, that was the thing that was the most shocking, because I would hear it and I'm like,
after only so many days, it's like almost doubled, and this many more people have died. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Just the acceleration, right? It's like fucking. That's the scariest part.
You hear so much negativity on the news every day that you kind of shrug it off and shit.
Yeah. Or, like, we hear about different new frightening diseases, like, all the time, and then nothing comes out of it. So it's like you don't know what's fake news and what is
true.
Unless you, like, start researching
it. It's like the boy who cried wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just hear all this shit all the time. It's like people start tuning it out.
Like, yeah, right? We heard it all before.
Yeah.
Same shit, different name.
Dude, we seen 28 Days Later. Come on. Like.
Exactly. But just because we think nothing comes out of it doesn't mean that there aren't actual people getting destroyed and decimated by this.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we don't see it.
It says, for United States, it says, the last update, 3 minutes ago, it says, 63rd case of coronavirus confirmed in the U.S.
Yo.
A new confirmed case of the novel coronavirus was reported Friday in Santa Clara County, California. So I believe that's the second person in California now. The new case is the third in the country. There's now 63 confirmed cases of novel coronavirus in the United States. And I also heard something about someone getting the virus, recovering from it, and then getting it again.
Oh. Yeah.
That doesn't sound good. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, they're pissed. They're pissed off at the government. Because their government's still telling them, hey, everything's going to be okay. There's fucking people dropping dead right in front of them. So obviously it's in their best interest to keep everyone calm and sedated. But on the upside, while there's a rush to contain the viruses and things in place to help stop spreading the disease, there are more than 20 vaccines in development worldwide, with results from clinical trials expected in a few weeks. So fingers crossed that it can be a source of relief for people in these conditions. Do you want to plug in that, what's it called, the boat thing?
Oh, the boat thing, yeah. So what do you, I feel like, Katie, you know something about that.
Oh, I was reading, like, there's this lady who was trapped on a cruise ship, and the cruise was in, it went through Taiwan, and so once, I think it was a Holland America cruise, I'm pretty sure, or one of those ones. So it tried to dock a bunch of places, and they wouldn't let them because they're like, no, you guys might have coronavirus. Mm. And so they tried to talk to Thailand, like the government there, tried to dock there, and they were like on this cruise ship going around for 2 extra weeks because no one would let them dock anywhere. Like, people wouldn't let them stop there.
I heard something about that. You did. Not there's the, like, full detail, but people at my job were talking about that. Can you believe being stuck in a cruise room? Yeah.
And, like, there's this woman who I just, like, found her Twitter, and she was, like, tweeting about it the whole time. Like, and she's like, oh, I can make these, like, hotel, like, towel people and, like, animals really well now. She's like, the staff has been amazing. They've been really helpful teaching me all these towel folding tricks. And, like,
she's making the best out of it.
Yeah. And so she's, like, having, like, a great time being stuck on a cruise ship. She's like, oh, yeah, like, it's like, oh, I feel so bad. I'm not at work and I have to watch this, like, extra, like, performance while I'm eating this buffet food. And then finally they, like, got to dock, I believe, in the U.S. And, this, like, 14 kicker. People had tested positive for coronavirus. So it's like,
yeah,
actually, they were carrying it. So, you know what I mean? Like, but I was just imagining, I'm like, what if none of them had it before we found out about the 14 testing positive? Like, what if none of them had it and the cruise ship was the only safe place, but they ran out of food, you know?
That would have been fucked.
Yeah.
That's why you got to stock up on your canned peaches with the juice. That's nourishment. Do you ever just drink the juice from life fruit fuel. Cocktail?
Yeah. I always only eat the cherry out of those things, usually.
Yeah.
It's like the fruit.
It's the best part.
It's like mushy.
They have one by Del Monte that it's supposed to be very, they call it very cherry. Oh. I opened it up. It's fucking normal amount of cherries. There's not extra cherries in it, guys.
See, that's bullshit.
That's a conspiracy right there.
False advertising.
Well, yeah, like a cruise, that would be like a petri dish of like diseases.
Right. Because
you're in a close environment. People are fucking coughing all over the place, probably.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
There's nowhere to go.
It's fucking gross. Be like, yo, go fucking that's sneeze fun. Out on the deck, dude. Fucking clogging up the hallway and shit.
Right.
What about a submarine?
Prop
be like,
busting.
Oh, god damn.
That's even worse, dude. Imagine that. But yeah, that was the coronavirus. Hopefully you guys learned more than you did already. It's pretty crazy.
I mean, the speculation's fun. You know?
Yeah, it is. It's fun.
Until,
right. until it like happens.
Crawling up your anus, you know?
Like yeah. this recording gets like somehow saved in the archives somewhere years from now when everyone, the world's been destroyed by coronavirus and they just yeah. like listen to us and they're like, oh, it's for the best.
Yeah. Fucking primitive.
Neanderthals.
And they're like, what's very cherry Del Monte?
These were the foolish Americans who thought they were safe.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You any final thoughts on
yeah,
the
any
corona?
Final thoughts?
That was my last bit.
The cherry thing?
Well, I was trying to just be a little ominous, you know, maybe we're not yeah. safe. Who knows?
I don't feel safe.
I never feel yeah. safe.
You're like, this is way before the fucking virus. Never feel safe.
Right. So the next one is actually another plague in a way, right?
What the fuck?
So you think it's
the fucking
plague?
End of the world, right?
It's the end of the world. So we're following the theme here. Do you consider it a plague?
We're not just tying this in to make it end of the world. It's the end of the world.
It literally is happening right now.
Potentially the end of the world right now.
So this next one isn't necessarily a disease, although they are kind of like a disease for their environment.
Yo, who they be?
For Mother Nature, they're a disease. So yeah, the next plague, itching to end humanity, is the locust swarm over in Eastern Africa. I don't know. Have you guys heard about this?
I have not.
No.
You haven't heard? Yeah, it's not getting much play because of all the other bullshit. Because
of the coronavirus.
Yeah, but and just other stupid it's shit. But
absolutely devastating.
It's like raining it's frogs
insane,
and shit.
Fill me in. It's like Prince of Egypt over there.
Billions.
All right, listen to this.
Billions.
Guys. This one's cool. Well, no, it's fucked up, but it's cool.
It's fun to talk. Look, it's fun to talk about.
It's so unusual.
We wish the best for everyone involved in the situation.
Yeah. Can I just say, I already have a plan to solve this.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to cover your plan.
Probably.
Yeah. So yeah, this is a locust swarm over in Eastern Africa. And you think now many people in Africa already have it hard enough, right? In certain parts. But imagine having to deal with the harsh environments, scarcity of food day in and day out, right? And only to wake up one day and have an invasion of 360 billion.
Like
locust
three,
swarm.
60 billion.
Like, how many zeros?
It might be at 400 billion at this like, point.
400, like what? I just need to
how
visualize.
Big is that number?
I don't even know.
So look, I have 10 fingers, and I have 10 toes.
You're not helping
it's,
me visualize.
It's
like,
a lot
more
like
than that.
Billion
it's
times.
A lot of.
Yeah.
Because like locusts are like what, like an inch and a half.
They're fucking. They look like huge. Big. In the videos I watch.
Okay.
Yeah. Are they like huge grasshoppers?
They're massive, dude.
They're like grasshoppers, right?
Well, yeah, kind of. I have one in a jar downstairs. I can show it to you after.
Oh, hell yeah.
I do. I got it at a Terracon. Which we'll be at Terracon. June 13th and 14th.
Yeah. Come see us.
Did you how many locusts long is this table?
Because
I know that's what you're doing.
Right. I'm like, okay, so like this, like... maybe like a yard would be about 10 locusts. And so, okay, so it's like if it's a football field, that's 100 yards. So that's 1,000 locusts going across, right? Am I doing my math right?
Sure. They didn't teach me the metric system in school.
They didn't treat the locust system.
Like, so you get like, a Royale with cheese and call it a quarter pounder.
10 times 100. So that's 1,000. So that's like how many would be across a football field just going straight across. But there's 460 billion, so I just get lost there. So I don't know. That's a fucking, it's a shit ton of locusts.
So basically, there's a lot.
A lot.
Now, I think, Gene, also, I know you mentioned Africa, but also Pakistan, too. It's happening.
Yeah.
That's one other note. Yeah,
and more places. We're only going to get to pretty soon.
Oh, did I lead into that early?
Yeah. Fuck. You blew your load too quick.
Nothing new.
Go clean it up.
So, 360 billion locust swarm. Imagine waking up to that.
We'll put some pictures up for this. You can check it out on www.evilexamine.com. But if not, just Google it. Just because the pictures are insane.
You got to watch a video, though. Like, it's insane, like, seeing them move. Like,
holy shit.
I don't think a picture does it justice.
Yeah, the sound and
yeah.
Just picture everything around you being consumed,
eaten like in seconds.
I'm just surprised. We're just people? Lucky can that you, they don't
do
eat
they
us.
Just, like, swarm and...
I've heard that they can kill people. I'm imagining 360 billion.
Maybe if you opened your mouth, they would fucking go and choke you.
Jesus. I don't know. They'll eat you while you're alive. If you're dead, they'll probably
eat you if you're dead. Yeah,
But yeah, they mostly go after the crops, you know, and plants and everything. That's Mother Nature. And you know, and here I thought my situation in Headley Ave house was bad with the mosquitoes.
That ain't shit,
right? That's episode one, by the way. So
throwback.
So these locust fucks are going around blacking out the sky and devouring the crops, moving across the Horn of Africa into the Middle East, and even they're getting into the south of Asia right now. And like you said, Pakistan.
Yeah.
Do you think the locusts are getting coronavirus in Asia?
They're actually heading that direction. So not only are they dealing with the shutdown and the virus, they're going to have to deal with.
But they're on their way towards.
Yeah.
The locusts can take care of the bodies that are piled up in the hallway.
You think they'll eat the corpses?
Can, yeah.
Problem solving?
But they're already at it.
That's how I want to go.
They're going to run out of food already, like being holed off from the world. And now they're going to eat the rest of the food that they have.
The rest of the world.
That's crazy.
Man, this type of, I know it's not quite the same thing, but this makes me think of the Hitchcock, the Birds movie. You know, just when like animals decide, I'll fucking do what I want, you know?
I'd much rather birds than the locusts.
Really? No, the birds are way more dangerous.
Imagine a crow coming at you.
They'll fuck you up, dude.
I love birds.
Just because you're a little coughing bird fucking whispers to you at night doesn't mean that if they turn into bloodthirsty killers that they would spare you.
I'm a bird whisperer. They'll love me.
How do you talk to them?
All right, so yeah, not only are they dealing with the fucking virus, they're going to have to deal with these locusts too coming their way. Now with the situation in particular, it's hard to not draw a comparison to the biblical plagues found in scriptures in Exodus in the Old Testament. They mention the swarms of locusts. That was one of the 10 plagues that was cursing Egypt. And
thump those Bibles, baby.
Yeah, it's even referenced in the 7th chapter of the Quran. I didn't know that. So it's a there's a theme here.
Wow. This transcends different belief systems.
Yeah.
You know? Brings us together. Bring us together.
The locust.
The locust, man. So just for a visual, 1 square mile of locust consumption could feed 90,000 East Africans a day. So that's the size of Central Falls over here in Rhode Island.
Yeah, everybody knows Central Falls.
So they eat that much a day?
Yeah. And that amount could feed all those people.
Can I ask, do you know anything about their shit? Like,
how they shit?
Do they shit a lot? Are they shitting everywhere they're going to?
They're probably shitting everywhere.
Dude, if locusts... I believe locusts to be similar to crickets, and I'm very familiar with cricket shit from, you know... and dead ones, probably, because they probably... I don't know what a locust lifespan is, but I'm assuming it's not super long. That shit stinks so bad. But the shits are small. But it stinks so bad.
They're small, but like they probably pile up when there's 360 mm-hmm. billion of them.
Just like walking down the streets, like crunch. Crunch. Just like beautiful, like, oh.
Well, you're trying to breathe. They're probably shit flying into your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe they can use that as sustenance, right?
Maybe.
Like fertilized fucking props in your mouth.
Eating the locust.
Dude, they should send the back. They should send you out there to call to them and be like,
it doesn't work on bugs. I hate bugs. It's only birds. So back to China. Even though China is still reeling from the coronavirus shutdown.
All goes back to China.
They have a plan, guys. They have a plan. Can you guess what their plan is? What
eat China, the bugs.
Eat the bugs.
Eat the bugs.
Birds.
Birds?
Birds aren't real, but...
Wait. What?
Well, like, I guess they could just get a bunch of, like, lizards and feed them to the reptiles and stuff.
No, you said birds aren't real.
No, yeah.
She's not going to let you skip that.
That's her official
Is that your answer, or was that a statement?
No, I was just making a statement.
Okay, fair enough. When are you going back to this island?
I feel like you guys already know, so I'm not going to ask.
Well,
you.
Since it's already understood, yeah.
So they have a plan, guys. And no, it wasn't. What
I said they were going to eat them, yeah.
No, they're not going to eat them. Birds are real. You guys, I feel like you already know, so I'm not going to ask you.
Is it bug spray?
No, that would do more harm than good.
Are they going
to flamethrow
them?
100%
G. That would be awesome, dude.
Are they going to equip birds with flamethrowers?
So here, all right, you're going to guess it. You're going to guess it. So
don't you mean redesign the birds with flamethrowers?
I'm just thinking of a new action movie now, Locust Storm, and it's like the flamethrower.
Starring Pierce Brosnan.
It's literally
two brothers.
An hour and a half of two brothers flamethrowing locusts. What do you guys think? You could film it on a shoestring budget over there right now.
Dude, if I was rich, I'd throw money at that right now.
Yeah. Elon Musk?
That, I don't know. Like, if you flamethrow them, and there's so many, aren't you going to be
hit?
What if
hit, they
keep
flying? Yeah. Then it becomes like napalm.
Like, yeah, a whole bunch of flying fireballs are falling from the sky and hitting you and shit.
That's badass.
Yeah.
What if you got a big net?
I mean, you'll catch some of them, I guess.
No, a big net.
Just all encapsulating net.
Yo.
So are we right? Is this what they're doing?
China's sending ducks to eat the locusts.
They're what? All right, they're
birds are real.
Flocks and flocks.
Their plan is they're going to weaponize 100,000 ducks. Ducks, man. Fucking ducks.
Why ducks?
Weaponize.
So
it's a win-win. Ducks a popular thing to eat there. They're going to fatten these ducks up off the locusts and then cake off the extra meat. They're going to be all beefy.
Yo, but the ducks are weaponized. They could fight back.
I mean, I just use the word weaponized because it's cool.
Yeah.
Laser beams.
Laser beams.
I was like, how do you hold a gun with a wing?
I was picturing spikes on their bills.
Wait, like a chicken wing and a gun. So yeah, their hungry duck troops are gathering to prepare for a face-off against the invading swarms. The ducks are biological weapons, as they said, and can be more effective than pesticide because, you know, if they use poison and shit, that's going to only poison the land. And there's way too many. You're just going to fuck yourself over. So the project in tandem... They have a project in tandem with the University of Pakistan. So they're teaming up for this one. And they said one duck is able to eat more than 200 locusts a day. And they have 100,000 ducks, dude. Do the math.
Do you think they like pep talk them up? They're like, listen, you gotta get ready. I don't want any of you bathing. I want you eating bugs.
They're probably starving them and shit. So they're extra hungry.
Like, what if some of these ducks are vegan, you know? What then?
No.
Their choice.
They got to punish the ones that slack off and make an example of them.
Do vegans consider bugs like animals? Because I ask people and they're like, oh, they're not animals, they're bugs.
There's certain vegans that, like, won't eat honey, right? Because it's coming from bees. So I believe those vegans would also consider eating locusts.
We slaughter the cow. And we take the milk that's intended for the cow's calf.
Oh, my God.
And we sprinkle it in our cereal.
He's being Phoenix.
Yeah, so they can eat 200 a day. Just one. And there's 100,000 of them. So right now they're...
I like the plan.
I think it's the only thing
they got
going for them.
When's the duck launch?
There was actually a video that I was watching of... all the ducks like lining up and shit, like at the border.
Getting your ducks in a row. This is so ridiculous. Stupid.
It was so.
You're joking, I know.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead ass serious.
I'm just picturing like that wartime music playing and then like flying bees of ducks. Like,
I wonder if they have cute little like uniforms and shit and like helmets.
Like after a day of battle, smoking cigarettes
and shit. Cigars, right? It was like... So yeah, they're prepping them, dude. They're prepping them. They're testing out their capabilities. I don't know how. I wish I did.
They're drafting them.
You didn't make the cut.
You didn't make the 200 bug quota.
Sorry, quackers. They just have like their own like Full Metal Jacket moment.
So yeah, a trial will officially start in China's western region of Xinjiang later this year. Before they're sent out to Pakistan officially. I say if the ducks end up winning this one, they should be considered a sacred protector of Earth.
Yeah, no, I think they should get
fucking monuments.
Medical rights, disability, a pension.
They can vote, dude.
Get a pension for these ducks.
They worked hard, dude. They died for our fucking country. I mean, their country.
It's so fucked up, though, because you know they're just going to eat them.
Yeah. The locusts gonna eat the ducks?
No, the ducks will get eaten afterwards.
They're
probably.
Basically solving one invasive species by creating another.
It sounds like a dangerous game. I've seen this episode of The Simpsons.
Where
it
they
doesn't
just have
end
to
well.
Send bigger things to eat the ducks. Like,
what are you gonna eat?
Small dinosaurs
eating the ducks.
The ducks are just bullying people. Like,
yeah, what happens when the ducks revolt?
That's
right. Now we have swarms of. Weaponized ducks.
And lotus.
What if the ducks see the lotus swarm coming and they're like, fuck this shit. And then they start flying with the lotus.
Yeah, like, how do we know they can't communicate?
Like,
work together.
Like, as a human, right, I feel like I could defend myself against locusts if I was armed with, like, the right equipment.
But 36 billion.
Right.
360 billion.
That's a long
probably
day.
Probably 400 billion.
And then, but, like, I couldn't handle all the ducks if they decided to turn on me, you know?
You couldn't, dude. So that's rolling the
that's
dice.
That's right.
And what if, dude, you could picture the ducks being like, after like 2 days, I'm fucking sick of locusts, dude.
Right.
You know, and they just don't want to eat them anymore.
And they just start eating the crops.
I wonder what.
They're eating the crops with the locusts.
Yo, so now we know China's wiped out from coronavirus. Africa, Pakistan, and some other parts of China are wiped out from these locusts.
Even India, I heard, are going to be hit by this, too.
And so. They can't kill anything, right? Oh, like, if they're Buddhist.
They already have an infestation there already, so...
Of what?
Like
rats
with
and
rats.
Other oh, because they don't kill them, right?
They don't kill them.
Documentaries?
Oh, that was crazy. They would go out at night and hunt rats. They had to, because they'd be like fucking chewing on people at night. One of them ate a baby girl. No. Like a giant fucking rat, dude. Yeah. That's real shit.
And what? The parents were watching it eat and like
they no, can't kill them? I mean, them? They didn't know it was eating the girl. I mean,
the baby must have been crying.
Dude, it killed the baby. I mean, don't ask me how it fucking did it. Maybe the parents
did it put a pillow over the baby. Like, what the fuck? No, how's a baby not crying?
It ate it, dude. You fucking challenging me?
Maybe he's like Master Splinter, man. Maybe it like kung fu'd the shit out of that baby.
That's fucked. I'm calling bullshit on that.
There's ants called Siafu in Africa.
Giant rats eat 3-month-old baby girl alive. And it says... After her mother left her home alone to go out all night drinking. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because
that's not... Wow. That can't happen.
All right. Well, you didn't say that. I was assuming they're responsible parents.
He's like, oh, every parent in every household's responsible. How could this happen?
Well, God damn it. I was trying to end the story on a good note with ducks. And there you go. Fucking rats eating babies.
You want to see the size of this motherfucker? Mm.
Yes.
Bigger than our dog.
Oh, what the fuck? That's a possum.
The rat.
No, it's a South African rat.
What the fuck?
That's scary.
They should stick those on the locust.
We'll cover this story at some point. This is fucking phenomenal shit. It's very disturbing.
Well, guys, that's the end of the world. It's here. Will you be?
Oh, shit.
Wait, what'd you say?
I ain't repeating myself.
Oh, sorry. I'll listen back.
Yeah, as you can play it back.
Then at least one person will listen to this show.
Like, I don't know any of these things, but like, do you guys know the other signs of the apocalypse, like the biblical ones? Like, what else are we supposed to be waiting for? Because like, locusts was a plague.
Frogs.
Supposedly okay. Frogs.
So that will be like my next cue.
Wasn't there blood, like rivers of yes. blood or some shit? Or was it raining blood? No, it was raining frogs.
And then Slayer. There
was... Raining. Was that the song?
So that's how we know.
So supposedly there's supposed to be like 7 trumpets of God.
They're referred to them as bowls too. They say
firstborn dead. I think
7 bowls.
7 bowls.
I have them here if you guys want to.
Yeah, spit it out.
First bowl is a loathsome sores. So first they went. And poured out this bowl upon the earth, and a foul and loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast.
So that's coronavirus, right?
The mark of the beast.
The second bowl is the seas turning to blood.
Okay. Well, that fucking is kind of like, you could call that overfishing.
The mark of the beast, they say that in the future, we're going to have like barcodes or some shit, implants, and then we're going to scan. Instead of using our wallets or other shit or keys, we're going to use that. But that's the way of marking people and shit. That's the mark of the beast.
Yeah, but they've been saying that for how long now?
Well, that's going to happen?
Yeah.
That's definitely going to happen.
It's already. Some They're people already have it.
Facial recognition and whatnot is already a huge thing in other countries.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's on all our phones. Like,
I think more than likely, like, man will merge with technology anyway.
Yeah.
Like dildos?
Sorry. Took the words out of my mouth.
Was that what you were going to say?
No.
Such a bright future.
Well, you can say what you wanted to. Even if it's not like about dildos, it's fine.
Robot dildos. Oh. Now I can't not.
The other ones is waters turn to blood. So I guess that's like fresh waters. Sun causes a major heat wave and scorches the planet with fire.
So that's climate change, right?
Ooh. Yeah, pretty much. Thick darkness overwhelms the kingdom of the beast.
Locusts.
The locust swarm, because it's black in the skies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The sixth bowl is poured out, and the great river of Euphrates dries up, so that the kings in the east must cross to be prepared for battle. So, three and this one's like more involved.
Hmm. Yeah. So there, I mean, like we're that river is still like full there right now, but climate change could cause that too, the Euphrates to dry up, you know?
And then the other one is the earth. It's an earthquake, it looks like.
Oh shit, those happen all the time. Yeah.
But in, but fucked. Then the bowls are separate than the trumpets. The trumpets, the first trumpet is hail of fire mingled with blood.
Mm.
The second trumpet is described as a great mountain burning with fire.
Volcano.
Third one is a star called wormwood that falls to the earth, poisoning a third of the planet's fresh water.
Oh, what the fuck?
Aliens.
Yeah, we're fucked.
The fourth one is a light that shines from the sun, moon, and stars. It becomes dark.
That shit was in your backyard.
It was back there, dude. The fifth is, it says, Tree of Woe?
Did, whoa.
It just says, whoa.
No. It's just Joey.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It's just too big to read all of it right now.
Yeah, that's enough. I feel like we get...
Sixth is another Tree of Woe. The seventh is the third tree. There's a lot of woe. Make them say woe. Fucking shit made me say whoa, like
whoa,
like whoa. All right,
so yeah,
is that it?
That was the end of the world, guys.
Damn, I didn't want it to end the episode to end yet, but
I wanted more.
Fine with the world ending. Strangely at peace.
Yeah,
you know.
Obviously, this stuff is still going on, so we'll have to keep you updated. Little tidbits going forward.
Yeah, until we're like trapped in the studio, dying slowly, eating canned peaches.
And they welded the door shut somehow with super glue.
Yeah.
I'll be merging with technology.
With a dildo on your head.
It's like, we can make
them better.
This fucking show's stupid. All right, what do you got for us next week? Are we continuing this?
We're taking a shift. We're going
I just
to...
can't imagine how many people we offended with this one, but
we're going to talk about cold death.
Yeah. Mysterious okay. as it sounds, you'll have to wait for further elaboration.
Nice.
Until next time. But you really have anything better to do? All right. We love you guys.
Bye.
Or anybody else was in there against their will.